just leave food for one moment and go to another part of my diet. Drink.
You're not painting yourself in a particularly good light here, but anyway.
There's a woman from Stretford who set up a campaign group to act on behalf of people who like drinking alcohol, in a similar vein to what Forrest, the campaign group, has tried to do for smokers. Drinker's Voice says it's speaking up for moderate drinkers.
Well, Charlie Hewson-Sykes is the woman behind the new group, and we asked her why she decided to start it in the first place.
To give a voice to the vast majority of people like me who drink in moderation. Most of us know what we're doing. Most of us know that we're only, you know, we'll go out for a couple of glasses of wine. We're not drinking to excess. We're not drinking to get drunk. We're drinking to enjoy the taste, to have a nice social life with our friends, and that's what it's all about. And it's kind of come about because the regulations that have come through from the government, so that they've put in the guidelines that are now 14 units per both men and women. People still don't understand what the units mean. We still don't understand what the concept of it in relation to what we drink.
How much do you have to drink?
It doesn't work. Me, I drink most days, but it's not a lot. So, for example, I was at an event last night. I was given 4 cocktails to sample. I declined one. I tasted the others, and that was it.
Have you ever been judged on your drinking?
Oh, God, yes.
And what people said?
Should you be drinking that? If I've got a pint in my hand, because obviously I'm a lady and I'm drinking a pint.
Is that not just sexism?
Sexism, that does exist. We know that exists. Ladies are judged for doing just about anything. But it can, male friends have had it as well. It's this whole judgy culture. There seems to be this shame.
What
growing.
Image do you think people have of you, Charlie?
Me? Oh, God, I don't know. I try not to think about that.
Well, obviously you think you're judged. I just wondered what you thought that they might be judging you as.
It could be the calories in it, because I'm not a skinny lady, so that could be part of the issue. And I know that happens for both men and women. There is very much a fat phobia in our society. It could be that, you know, as I say, I'm drinking a pint.
Do you drink? Is it the enjoyment? Is it the social side of it? Is it the relaxation? What do you get out of it?
Combination of things. So there's an element of it. You've had a bad day. You go and have a glass of wine, have a chat with a friend. You feel so much better afterwards. And it's not just because you've had a glass of wine in your hand. It's actually because you've had that interaction with each other. And it makes you feel so much better. Because
what would you say to the experts who say that but alcohol, though, it's a depressive? I mean, gin is mother's ruin, isn't it? Because it drove them to depression.
Research shows that actually that's psychosomatic, and generally that's in relation to experiences that you've previously had with alcohol. So if you've had a depressive experience drinking cider, drinking gin, drinking whatever, then it will trigger memories in your subconscious that means that happens again.
Are you healthy?
I hope so.
I mean, well, you've just described yourself there as you said people are fat phobic, and you've described people as sexy. I just wonder why you don't just set up a campaign group complaining about that, though. I just wonder why you're focusing on the drink.
The drink is part of it. I actually am part of another group entirely called Free to Be Okay with Me, which is a body politics group, which is based in Manchester, which is aiming to make Manchester the first body positive city in the UK. But that's a completely separate thing. This is all about alcohol.
Do you ever worry, though, because you do find it relaxing, you find it sociable, that you could become a heavy drinker?
I don't think so. I'm much more likely, and I have an understanding of my body and of any anxious periods or depressive periods that I might go through. I have to say I'm very lucky. I will actually probably more likely hit the gym harder.
Not the gym.
That's not the gym. The gym. That's my kind of cure.
Charlie Hewson-Sykes, the woman behind this new Drinker's Voice group for moderate drinkers.